C.D. DeSalvo here with Q97, and I'm on the phone with Trista Ferguson. She's the president of the Perfect Fit Foundation of Southwest Kansas. And good afternoon, Trista.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having us on today.
Absolutely. So you're here today to talk about your event coming up, and you're here today to talk about the Perfect Fit Foundation of Southwest Kansas, which is an organization. So I guess first, talk a little bit about what the Perfect Fit Foundation is and what you guys do.
Sure, absolutely. So Perfect Fit Foundation of Southwest Kansas is a foundation that is, you know, we are in need of getting some resources for children in Southwest Kansas with special needs and disabilities. And so our goal as a foundation is, and our mission as a foundation is, to bring some resources and to just kind of get the word out there about these special needs and disabilities that so many children in our area are living with. Right now, there are thousands of kids in the western part of the state who are going without therapy services and really some resources that they need. And so we are just trying to get some more resources out there for them. We do have some very great resources with Russell Development Center, and we do have Arrowhead West in the Dodge City area, but we're trying to expand on some of the resources that they maybe don't provide. And our foundation is going to open a therapy clinic, which will hopefully take care of some of those things that are not being hit on as frequently as what some of the services are that are being had right now are doing. So that's kind of where we stand right now with the foundation. We're really just a group of moms who have special needs children who are just looking to get resources for our own children, and we know that there are so many more out there that need these services too. And so we thought, if we're going to do this for our boys, we are going to do this for all of Southwest Kansas. And so we right now are just trying to get all of these organizations in place so that we can make that happen.
And now talk about, like you mentioned, you're located in Dodge City, but covering all of Southwest Kansas, which, while not as many people as metro areas in certain places of the country, a lot of land to cover and still a lot of people that need help. So talk about the decision to cover all of Southwest Kansas.
So really what it came down to was, while we are going to be located in Dodge City, we realized that us in Dodge City are traveling to Wichita or even further to Kansas City to get our children the resources that they need and deserve. And so we were thinking, if we in Dodge, as a big community of almost 30,000 people, are having to travel to more metropolitan-type areas, then so are people in Garden City and Liberal and Mineola and Spearville and Detmore and Lakin and Scott City and all of those places that aren't humongous, thriving metropolis-type places. They're just small towns with small-town people who like to live in the country. And so if we are having to travel, then so are they. So our goal is to be able to service all of the counties that are west of Pratt. And so we want those children to not have to travel so far. Now, I realize Dodge City is more eastern than, you know, maybe something out farther towards Colorado. However, a drive that is 50 miles to 90 miles is a lot better than a drive that's 150 miles or even something to Kansas City that can take you up to 5 hours to get to some of those really big therapy clinics. And so our goal is to bring some of the top pediatric therapists out to western Kansas and to get those services that many people are seeking out, whether that be going west to Denver or more east to Wichita and Kansas City.